From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ji Abili reporting. A cluster bomb attack on an Islamic State-held village in eastern Syria killed at least 15 people on Wednesday. Russian, Syrian, and U.S.-led coalition aircraft are all known to operate on the village of Dublin. Cluster bombs are designed to spread small bomblets across a wide area, but many fail to explode, endangering civilians long after the fighting has ended. One report says 15 bodies, including of children and women, were recovered in the village. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro said a stolen police helicopter fired on the country's Interior Ministry and Supreme Court on Tuesday in what he called a terrorist attack by those seeking to oust him from office. Maduro vowed to catch those behind the attack, which had no reported injuries. Minister of Communications and Information later said the helicopter fired 15 shots at the ministry building and dropped at least 4 grenades at the Supreme Court. Both chambers of Congress are readying legislation to bar Americans from traveling to North Korea after the death of a U.S. citizen held by Pyongyang and amid the continued detention of 3 others. Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Bob Corker said Wednesday, "There's no question we shouldn't have people on a willy-nilly basis going to North Korea." The perils of travel to North Korea were highlighted earlier this month by the death of 22-year-old American student Otto Warmbier. He was imprisoned in the country for allegedly stealing a poster and then was returned to the United States in a coma with fatal brain damage. This is VOA News.